Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. GT drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Martin out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Yost moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee bunts in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to third. Colavito moves to second. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to home to get bowling. Colavito moves to third. Larry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Larry scores. Yost moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Wynn moves to second. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash strikes out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers is called out on strikes. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Shirm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0-for-0 in the game. Chiti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chiti moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Chiti moves to third. Larry moves to second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of K-line. Landis reaches second base with a double. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio bunts towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to third. Wynn moves to second. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. Wynn moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. K-line settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Maxwell moves to second. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chee-Tee hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio bunts towards third. Yost juggles the ball. That's an error on Yost. Wynn moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wynn moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for J.C. Martin. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wynn tags and scores. Aparicio tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 3 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Jerry Staley now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cash moves to second. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bowling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett now playing first base. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Smith strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chiti hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now playing third base. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.